Okay, today's Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We'll go back to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Ad Beis. Ready? The Mishnah has three cases. Case number one. Achas Omeres Meis, V'achas Omeres Lo Meis. Two wives. One says he died, one says he didn't die. They're married to the same man. So Zush Omeres Meis Tinase. The one says she died, can get remarried, and Vititol Ksuvasa. And get her Ksuva. V'Zush Omeres Lo Meis. And the one who says she didn't die, lo tinase, cannot get married, lo tinatal tzuvasa, I cannot get her tzuva. That makes no sense. That's what it is. That's the halacha. Two, second case, achas omeres meis. One wife says he died, v'achas omeres nerag, and one says he was murdered. So that is such a contradiction. Reb Meir Omer, holo machisho zuezu. They contradict each other. Haray Elohim Nasu. Neither of them can get married.
And that's a bigger contradiction. Than one
well, the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara is going to ask. But what about the first case? Yeah, the Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. Have you heard the Rav Shimon? No. Havul Zevze Modos Shein Kayim Yunasu. At the bottom line is they both agree that he's not here in this world anymore. Well, there's why that is. They both agree that is get married. Case number three. Aid El Aid Omer Mace. Now one aid says he died, not the wife, an aid. The aid Omer Lo Mace. Now, or Ish Omeres Mace, the Ish Omeres Lo Mace, or another, I guess it must be another woman, not the wives, some other woman. Another woman says, no, it's not true. Then Harezi Lo Tinase, they cannot get married. Neither of them can get married. Why? Because the only reason we'll believe a wife is because of Ish Daiko Mintzavah. So check it out. So two people contradict each other about this story? Not going to believe that. Okay. Now, in case number one, what was case number one? One said he died, and one wife said he didn't die. So what's the story? The one who says she died, he died, can get remarried, I can have a ksuva. And the one who says he didn't die, cannot. Taima, the whole reason why the other wife, the one who didn't say he died, is the Amra Lometh, is because... She said he didn't die. What about Ha'ishtike? What if she would be silent? Sure. One says he died. And one says nothing. Then what? Tinase? Then she'd be able to get married? One second, we have a rule. Ha'ein tsara me'ida l'chevrata. A tsara is not believed. Right? Rachel and Leah. Rachel says he died. Leah says, I don't know. What do I know? I'm going to say, I don't know, I'll keep quiet. So the Mishnah implies she can get married. One second. But didn't we just say yesterday that a tzara does not believe on another tzara? So what's going on here?
She's doing it for herself.
Doesn't matter. The consequence of the tzara. No, that's the Mishnah implies that.
No, the implication is that for the one wife, A...
Let's use names, it's easier. Rachel said her husband died.
So Rachel said her husband died.
Leah said, I have no idea what the story is.
So Rachel should be up to go out. Leah doesn't go out. Leah cannot get married. Correct. Even if they're married to the same guy.
Correct. But the Mishnah implies the only reason that Leah can't get married is because Leah said he didn't die.
That's all she said, though.
It's an implication. Yes, she did.
No, look at
no. That's what the Gemara said. Look at case number one. Rachel says he died. Leah says, no, he didn't die. And that implies, and what's the story? Rachel can get married. Leah cannot.
Correct.
What if Rachel says he died and Leah says, I don't know. Quiet.
He says,
right, he didn't die.
Okay.
Taima. The reason why Rachel.
The
Gemara's making an inference now. The reason why Leah cannot get married is because she said he didn't die. What if she doesn't know and she kept quiet? It implies she can get married.
Right.
That's the implication. But that implication violates the rule we said yesterday that Taurus don't marry, can't testify on each other. That's it. Taima, Damra Lomais. The reason is because she said, I didn't die. My nah, I didn't die. He didn't die. My husband didn't die. But ha'ishtike, if she's quiet, tinase, she could get married. But one second. Ha'ein tar me'idah l'chevrata. A tzara cannot testify for another tzara. So the Gemara says, you're right.
She's testifying. She doesn't know. No.
Rachel's testimony can't free Leah.
Can't free Leah.
But the implication is... The implication is it does. The implication is it does. That's the implication. The only reason it doesn't is because she said something. So the Gemara says, no. Even if she didn't say, the implication is wrong. So why do we go out of our way to say she died, that he didn't die? Even if she's quiet, she can't get married. Even if she's quiet. Why? Because the Tzara can't free another Tzara. Why do I have to say Keith away? She says, no, he didn't die. The answer is, lo meis itzrichole. It's necessary for us to say a case where he didn't die. Where she says, no, he didn't die. What? Look at Rashi. Af al gaf. Look at the, it's the first Rashi in the Gemara. The last wide line. Af al gaf de ishaska. Even if she's silent. Pshitalon de lo tinase. For sure she can't get married. Be'edus chaverta. With the aides of her friend. For sure not. So then why does it have to say a case of she didn't die, he didn't die? So back to the Gemara. Sogadet de chamina. I would have thought, hamayis. Now really he did die. Listen to this. Really he did die. Vaha de ka'amra lomes. And why does she say he didn't die? Because she hates the Tzara. L'kalkala l'tzara he become a chavna. I want to mess up my Tzara. V'tamas nafshi and Polishtim. And Shimshon said, I'll go down with the Polishtim. And she says, I'll go down. I'll also be an aguna my whole life. But it's worth it for me to say that just to mess her life up.
Why don't you
Kamra?
The one is being messed up. The one who said it died. No. Why don't you say that the one who's saying it dies trying to mess up the other one?
Kamash Milan, it doesn't mess up the other one. In other words, Rachel says he died. Leah says he probably did die. He probably did. But you know what's going to happen now? Now, Rachel, the one I hate, can go get married. So I'm going to say he didn't die. And I'm going to make problems. I'm also stuck. I don't care. Right? Kamash Milan, we don't say any of that. If Rachel says he died, Rachel can get married. Leah says not. If Rachel's silent, then Rachel's if Leah's silent, Rachel's testimony has no bearing on Leah. Very simple. That was the easy part of today's daf. The next one was Achaz Omeris Meis and Achaz Omeris Nerag. If one says he died, and one says no, he was killed. He died in his sleep. And says, no, he was killed. He was murdered. So what would Meir say?
Machishos.
Talking about the first case, not Machishos. One says he died, one says he didn't die. Why is that not Machishos? So Velifla Gramea Barisha. Why does Gramea argue with the Risha too? So the Gemara says, Amar Balazar, the Machlokas Shnuya. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, he. You're right. It's a Machlokas in the Risha too. Ein Echanami, it's a Machlokas in the Risha. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, no. Afilu Tema, Rameir. Rameir can even agree with the Risha. Why? Even he can agree with it. Why? Because Baha, in the Risha, Afilu Rameir Modeh, a mayor would agree, the chol lo meis be'edus isha lav achashahi. That's not achasha. That's not considered achasha. Why not? It's a little bit hair splitting, no? Why not? Right? We're going to reject that anyway, because tanan, eid omer meis, ve'ed omer lo meis, right? Isho meris meis, ve'isho meris lo meis. That was the last case of the Mishnah. Some other guy said he died. Some other guy said, no, he didn't die. Or some other woman said it. Some other woman said, no. Harizet al tinase. Then she can't get married. Now, one second. Bishlom alor bilazar stomacher mayor. If you want to say that to the mayor, that makes perfect sense. El alor biyochanan kasha. According to biyochanan, why can't she get married? According to biyochanan, that's not hakasha. You know what? Kasha, you're right, it's a kasha. Okay, next Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalcha hi ubaila limadina sayam. A woman and her husband go overseas. Ubav Amra, and she comes back and says, Meis Bailey, my husband died. Where were you? We went on some safari somewhere. We're in the middle of Africa. You're never going to find him. He died. Tinase, she can get married. Vititol ksuvasa, and she can get a ksuva. Vitzarasa asura. But the tzara cannot get married. Because Rachel can never testify for Leah. So Rachel says he died. Leah says, I don't know. You went on the safari with him. I was home. What do I know? Leah cannot get married. Right? Haisa. Not only that. Haisa, let's say that Sarah was a Basque Israel Lekohen. Let's say this guy is a Kohen. The one who Rachel says died in Africa. He's a Kohen. You know what? Tocha b'truma. She can continue eating truma as if he's still alive. Divrei Reb Tarfon. That's what Reb Tarfon says.
The Tara.
Yeah,
not the wife.
No, she's divorced. She's an almana now.
Yeah. So she's actually doing her a favor.
Why? I don't think she'll care about that. She can't get married.
So she's sitting Shiva, and the other one's running around and going to the club.
Right. Exactly. Going to get her nails done. Yeah, exactly. So Rashi says, in the Rashi of Tocha Betruma, see the Rashi of Tocha Betruma, it's in the Mishnah, the second Rashi of the Mishnah, he says, B'chezkas Shabai L'chayim, with a chazaka that the husband's still alive. Ve'ena choshashes le'edus tzarasa. And we don't credit the testimony of the wife who says he died while on vacation with me in Africa. Since she's not married, she's not believed to allow to get married. She's also not believed to say she can't eat truma, and she can continue eating truma.
Didn't we say a couple about that a woman's believed by 1/8?
What?
But then we
refined that yesterday when we said if there are five women, you're not believed to four. Right. One of them is a tzara, one of them is a mother-in-law, because there's a built-in hate. There's a built-in hatred. So that's a wrinkle to what that general rule. So now, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, one second, back in the Mishnah. Into derech motziyaso midei avera. What kind of thing is this? She's getting married and she's not. It's a crazy situation. Since she can't get married, why can't she get married? Because we say the husband's alive,
right.
And can't get married, so asur melechal truma. So be chumra, she can't eat truma either. That's Rabbi Akiva. Can't have it both ways. Right? That's case number one. You understand that? Case number two. Amra, she says, meis baili, my husband died. V'achakach meis chami. Then my mother-in-law died. My father-in-law died. So, tinase v'titol ksuvasa. She said my husband died. So that's one statement which we believe her.
Right.
She checked it out. Her husband died. She can get a tshuva. She can get remarried. Can her mother-in-law get remarried?
On her say-so.
No. V'chamasa asura. The mother-in-law is still asked to get married. Why? Because you never believe a daughter-in-law is not one of the five people you don't believe. Rashi has one of the five people. Rashi has a wrinkle. Look at the Rashi. The next Rashi. V'chamasa asura. She'ein kala me'ida l'chamasa. A daughter-in-law is not believed for a mother-in-law. Afagav de amra bereisha meis baili. Even though she says my husband died, and therefore she's not a daughter-in-law anymore. You hear this? Depakale tzad kalos.
That's how they put it in order.
She's no longer a daughter-in-law. But why? Because she's an almana now. Right? V'havi nachris. Now she's like a foreign girl. Afilu hachi lo mehem. She's still not believed. Why? K'da'amar le'el ha'lav b'ayla mayis v'lo Thomas mayis. Right? It doesn't
still say my father-in-law.
Exactly. So therefore, that's still a problem. Okay. Haisa, not only that, Haisa Bas Yisrael the Kohen, if the mother-in-law was married to a Kohen, Tocha B'Truma, she could still eat Truma. Differ from Tarfon, that's what Tarfon says. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Ainzu Derech Motziya Midei Avera, that's not the right thing to do. Ad until, Shetei Asura Linase, she's also to get married, Vasura Melechal B'Truma. She can't eat Truma either. Same exact thing. Now, Utzricha, we need both cases. We need the case of, what are the two cases here? The case of the co-wives and the case of the mother-in-law. We need both. It's the same thing twice. Tzvicha, we need both. Did marhach kamaisa, if we only had the first case, ba'kam Reb Tarfon, that's the case where Reb Tarfon said she's still stuck, mishum detzaira degufa. It's her own life. In other words, as Rashi points out, detzaira degufa, tashmish monas la mibaila. She's preventing the woman from having relations. Havada meshakra kede kilkla shetinase. Vafilu she nasis Thomas nafshi impolishtim. Right? When she says, my husband died, what is she doing? She's affecting her own life.
Well, she's freeing herself.
What?
She's freeing herself.
What do you mean? But say he is alive.
What if he's alive?
Why is she saying it? Because she hates the other one. I'll be a spinster the rest of my life. I'll be an old maid with no husband, just so she doesn't have a husband.
Well, not a spinster. She's freeing herself.
What?
She's allowed to marry.
She's not. No, she's not.
Why?
What?
Because she knows her husband's alive.
Because she knows he's alive. She's alive. Doing it just to ruin the co-wife. So that affects her own life.
She says
Tinose. Huh?
She says Tinose. She's allowed to get married.
She's allowed.
I know she's allowed to because we believe her. Because
right.
we don't believe her for the co-wife. It's all the Havamina. That's what we're thinking she'd say. Therefore, Reb Tarfon says, no. Not only that, she can still eat Truma. Because we completely don't believe this woman. Even though it affects her own life.
Right.
However, Avo Chamasa, but a mother-in-law, did Sairid Milad Alma. She's not saying anything that affects her own life. And by the way, my father-in-law died. So I would think, what does she gain? What does she lose? Doesn't affect her life at all. Let her say it. Let the mother-in-law. Now, she shouldn't be an aguna. Right? Modilele Rabbi Akiva. Maybe she would agree with Rabbi Akiva. You have to be a little suspicious. Maybe Taka died. She can't eat Truma now. Right? V'yemar Baha. And if it's only the second case of the mother-in-law, Baha Kam Rabbi Akiva. Ava Baha, Eva Modilele Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would agree with Rabbi Tarfon. Tzvichidi, both cases. Amavud de Mashmuel, Halacha Kerb Tarfon. The Halacha is like Kerb Tarfon, by the way. Amar of Abaya Av Ananami Tanina. We have a bright, we have a Mishnah on Amud Beis. It's going to say this. What does it say? It says Nitein Li Ben Bimadina Sayam. I when I left, I was a young, newly married. Me and my husband, no kids. I come back 10 years later. Let me tell you what happened to my life in 10 years. Right? Nitein Li Ben Bimadina. I had a son, Mace Benny. Then he died. V'yachar kach Mace Bailey. Then my husband died. Nem Menes. She's believed. Why? Because her status of waiting for Yibam didn't change. When she left, no kids, so she was eligible for Yibam. Then what does she say? She said, I had kids, but they all died before my husband died. So nothing changed.
So she's
Yivama
now.
So she's Yivama then. Before she left, she's Yivama. Now we believe her. But the other way around, we don't believe her. Bailey, first, my husband died. V'yachar kach Mace Bini. Then my son died. In her name, menace. She's not believed. Why? Because we're afraid. She's only saying that because she doesn't want to go to the rotten brother-in-law. Right? V'choshin l'devareha. But we're still choshin. Maybe it's taka true. Maybe it's taka true. V'choletz has v'lo misya bemes. She has to get chalitza, but she can't get yibam. Right? L'devareha d'choshin. Her we're suspicious of. We're afraid it's true. Ha tzara, l'devare tzara. But for a co-wife to say something, ain't choshin. We don't care what iota what she says. Shramina, no, you're right. Reb Tarfon's right.
So the co-wife doesn't need to
leave. No. That's a crazy situation also. Now that we said that, now this next Mishnah on Gemara is a tangent on because Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon said a din, and Rabbi Akiva said that's not the way to do it. So now we're going to have another case where Rabbi Tarfon said a din, and Rabbi Akiva said that's not the way to do it. It has nothing really to do with Yivamas. As with marriage, not really Yivamas. Right? So here we go. Kidesh echad b'chamesh nashim. A guy is mekadesh one of five women. The eni yedeh eze kidesh. He doesn't know which one he married. He doesn't know which one. So kol achas omeres osi kidesh. Each one says, "Ooh, it was me. It was me." Right. So no sin get l'kol achas v'achas. You have to give a get to each one. Says Rashi on top. Im eno chafetz li, that's cool. If you don't want to marry all of them. You can marry all of them.
You can,
but if you don't want to, they're not related to each other. If you can, if you want to. If you don't want to, you have to give a get to all of them. Why? Because it's a suffix. Now, umeniach ksuva beinehen. You put the ksuva in, you throw the ksuva at them. Umestalik, and you go away, and let them fight it out. You throw the money into that coffee klatch, and let them fight it out. Right?
So it's a cold alanga, whoever the stronger gets.
Yeah, divrei Reb Tarfon. That's Reb Tarfon. Divrei Reb Tarfon. That's what Tarfon says. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, ain't a derech. That's not the way. Ain't a derech. Motzi midei avera. That's not the way to free yourself from an avera. Not what avera is here. Ad she can get uksuva l'kolachas achas. Each one gets the ksuva.
Right.
How does that work with principles of suffek and motzi mechir el raya? I'm not sure. Next case, gazal echad mechamisha. You stole from one of.
Is that ksuva from the Erisenter?
Yes.
You would think that each one had its own ksuva. That each one has its own ksuva.
He didn't get to write it yet. But yes. Yes, we're going to get to that in the Gemara. Kidesh, Gazal Echem Mechamisha, you stole from one of five people. Ve'eni Adem, the Eze Gazal. You don't know which one. And call Echad Omer, Osi Gazal. That was me. He stole from me. So again, Meniach Gzela Benayin, you throw the money into all five. Umastalek, and you want to go away, let them fight it out. Divrei Reb Tarfon. Rekiva Amino, ain't a derech, motzi mide chaveira, that's not the way to do it. Achi yeshalin l'kol achad v'echad. You have to pay each one.
The same amount,
whatever you stole. Now, kidesh katani, the Mishnah said kidesh, baal lo katani. It didn't say he had relations with all five. right? He was Mekadesh with Bia, or he had, then he doesn't remember which one's his wife. It's a funny situation. Doesn't remember. Now, Gezel Katani, it says he stole from one of five people. What about Lakach? That Lo Katani. Let's say he goes, I bought something. I didn't pay for it. I didn't have to pay. I don't remember where I bought it. I went into one of these stores on Central Avenue. I bought something. I don't remember where it went. And this five stores sell the same item. I don't know where I got it. That we didn't mention. Only stole. Right? Mani. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Mani Masnisen. It's Lo Tanakama. Velo Reb Shimon Ben Elazar. It's neither of these people. Why? The Tanya. Reb Shimon Ben Elazar Omer. There's a bright that says like this. Lo Nechlaku. Reb Tarfon Reb Akiva. Reb Tarfon Reb Akiva. Don't argue. Al Shekidesh Achas Michamesh Nashim. In a case where he was Mekadesh, one of five women, the Ezi Adea, Ezi Mekidesh. He doesn't know which one. Shemeniach Ksuva Benenu Mestalek. He puts a Ksuva there and leaves. And he can't be the author of our Mishnah, because that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, in that case, there is a Machlokas. Alma Nechlegu, what do they argue on, says Rabbi Shur Medelazar? Al Shabal. We actually had Bia with them. Right? Rav Tarfon, Omer Meniach Ksuva Benenu Mestalek. Then Rav Tarfon says, leave the Ksuva and go. And Rabbi Kiva, Omer No, Achisha Alma Kalachas Viachas. You have to pay each one. Lo nechlaku Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, al shalakach michamesh chamisha b'nei adem ezemim lakach. He doesn't argue. They don't argue on a case where he bought an item and doesn't know where he bought it, and now he wants to pay. They both agree. Sheminiach demekach b'nei mistalek. He puts the money there and he runs away. That they don't argue on. That could be our Mishnah, because our Mishnah didn't mention that. Lo nechlaku el shagazal mechamisha. They only argue on a case of gzeila, which is what our Mishnah said. Right? Shem Tarfon Omer Meniach Gzeila Benenu Mestalek. Tarfon says, put it here and leave. Rabbi Akiva Omer Achi Shalom Gzeila Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to pay each one. Now, Medika Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Ki B'Kidesh V'Lakach Lo Pligi. Since Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar says in a case of Kidesh or Lakach, they don't argue Michlal, the Tanakh and Sarah Pligi. Obviously, Tanakhama holds in those cases, they do argue. So now, Mani, who's the author of a Mishnah? E Tanakama, if it's a Tanakama, lifni Kidesh or Lakach. So I'm just mentioning those cases. Kidesh is a bigger Kiddush. Right? And E, Reb Shimon Ben Elazar, lifni Baal v'Gazal. Why don't you mention those cases? So the Gemara answers, Lola, Reb Shimon Ben Elazar, Umay Kidesh, what does it mean, Kidesh? It means Kidesh Bibia. So you get both, and kill two birds, and one. It was Kidesh, but it was Baal. And he doesn't know which one.
Each of the five,
right? No, he only did it to one. No, he only did it to one. He doesn't know which one.
Oh, okay.
He only did it to one. He doesn't know which one. How's that possible? He doesn't know which one? I don't know. He doesn't know which one. He has amnesia. I don't know. He doesn't know which one.
Right, a quick question. This is a ksuva. According to Rabbi Kiva, give each one a ksuva. The same ksuva, you divide the ksuva five ways.
No, I think the same ksuva. Each one's entitled to a ksuva.
200 times 5.
Yeah. Tana, kidesh, and it says kidesh, lodiach hakochod Rabbi Akiva. To tell you how machmer Rabbi Akiva is, daf agav di sur derabanan avid. He didn't isidur. What isidur abanan did he do? He was mekadesh with bia, and we learned you shouldn't do that. And he did that. It's a very small avera. Min ha-Torah, he didn't do anything wrong. He just doesn't know. He has amnesia. What wrong from the guy, right? Nevertheless, kanes, he's got to pay all five. And Tana Gazel, it says gzeila lo dicha kochad Rabbi Tarfon. He didn't listen to Raisa. He stole money from someone. I think he bought an item. He doesn't remember where he bought it. No, he stole. He pickpocketed from a store. And he wants to do juvenile. I don't know where it's pickpocketed. I don't know where I took it from. Right? Lokanis. There's still no knas. What do? Put it back at Central Avenue and let them fight for it. Right? Even though he didn't have to listen to Raisa. Unbelievable.
According to the first Rashi, it says if he wants to marry all five, he could. Does he have to give now kedushin to all five now?
Yes.
He does.
Yes.
He can just marry.
Correct. Correct. Misafe. Correct. Yes.
So wait a minute. So in the case of he stole and he forgot,
yeah,
he was in the middle, let them fight it out. In the case where he bought something legally but forgot, and
then everyone agrees. Everyone agrees you could do that. Everyone agrees you can leave it in the middle and go away, right?
Yeah. And then if he actually bought something, just doesn't know who he owes the money to. Then you say you have to pay each one separately.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Should be the other way around.
No, no.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know.
The other way around.
Yeah. All right. Good. Next Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalcha hi ubayal medina sayam. You have a woman. She and her husband went overseas. Ubna imahem. They had a son with them. It's a nice couple. A couple and plus a kid. Ubaath, she comes back. Vomer, she says, Mace Baili, my husband died. V'achakach Mace Bini. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So she's not Yibam.
B'nemenes, she's believed. Why is she believed?
She went with the kid. She went with the kid.
No,
because
the order of the...
Yeah, she went with the kid. She left with the kid, and she... So we know she's a chazaka, she had a child.
They're arguing on the order who made first.
Right.
She was based on the status that she had.
Yeah, she wasn't a Yibam when she left.
I'm sorry. The reason she's believed is because when she left, she was not eligible for Yibam because she had a son. Status didn't change exactly. Now that she opens up the door. By the way, my husband died.
Right.
Now, and my son died too. Right.
She's still not.
Nothing changed. Right. Rashi says hapesh us. She opens the door. Right. Okay. Meis bini, my son died. V'achakach meis baili, then my husband died. So now what? Now she's eligible for Yibam?
Yeah,
she's not believed. What? Because we say maybe she because when she left, one second. When she
wanted to become a Yibam.
What? Yes. Her status changed. That's the key. When she left, she was not eligible for Yibam. Yeah, then she says, my husband my son died first, and then now she's eligible, we don't believe her. However, v'choshish in l'dvarav, maybe she's talking telling the truth. Therefore, cholatz is v'lo mitzeh bemes. She gets chalitza but no yibam.
So why she believes this saying, my husband died? She changes. Forget the yibam status. Let's say there's no brothers. She goes out and my husband died. She also changing his status. Why is she believing that case?
Because we said we'll believe you. We'll believe you without any other factors because we don't want you to be stuck your whole life.
Exactly. Right.
Now here she's not stuck. Someone points that out. Rashi maybe points that out. She's not stuck. The question is, does it get Yibam or someone else?
Right.
She's not stuck. Nita and Li Ben, Bimadina Sayam, I had a son in overseas. When we left, I didn't have any children. I had a son over there. Varmanash, she says, Meis Bini, but he died. V'achakach Meis Baili, Nemenes. She's believed. Why? Her status didn't change. Meis Baili, first my husband died. V'achakach Meis Bini, then my son died. I don't want to go to my rotten brother-in-law. Anyone that matters, she's not believed. But v'choshes in l'dvarav, maybe she's not going to tell the truth. V'choletzes v'lo mitzeh bemes. She gets chalitza but not yibam. Niten li yibam b'medina sayam. She was eligible for yibam when she left. Right? She was eligible for yibam when she left. V'armah, she says, meis baili, her husband died. V'yachakach meis yivmi, then my brother-in-law died. Or she says, yivmi, my brother-in-law died. V'yachakach meis baili, then my husband died. Nemenes, she's believed. Why is she believed?
No status change.
What?
No status change.
Halchahi ubaila. Let's say she, he, ubaila, and her husband, the Yavama, and the Yavama. Who's the Yavama? The Medina Sayam. They all go overseas together. She went with her brother-in-law. A couple plus the husband's brother. Amra, she says, Meis Baili, my husband died. V'achakach Yivmi. Then my brother-in-law died. Or, she says, give me, my brother-in-law died. V'achakach baili. Then my husband died. Eino nemenes. She's not believed. Why is she not believed? Because her status changed.
How about that? So why is it different than the previous case? Why is that?
Why is it different? Because in this case, because in the other case...
I was given over to Yiva.
Because in the first case, the brother-in-law didn't leave with them. That's the difference.
She said I was...
We got a brother-in-law.
No, wasn't in the equation.
He wasn't in the equation when they left.
Here, it's the same one.
They all leave together.
Exactly.
It makes perfect sense. Now, where am I up to?
What's the ramification here?
Can she get married to the Yavama or to someone else in the street? Yeah.
But the Yavama died.
What?
Yavama died.
Exactly. That's exactly the issue. That's what she's saying.
She's saying her husband died and the Yavama.
We don't have proof. Died. We don't know.
So you're asking, can she get married again?
Right.
Shouldn't she be able to get married again?
Because maybe his brother's still alive. Right, exactly.
Oh, there was no brother in the previous case.
Exactly, I said that.
He wasn't in the world.
I know, right. but then he was, exactly.
Right.
Now, halcha, he u baila v'yavama, l'diyas, amma meis baila, yachal, She's not believed to say, my brother-in-law died so that I can get married to someone else. Velo mesa achosa shetikanes lebeto. She's also not believed to say, my sister died, so now that guy can marry me. My sister died. Ve'ena ish neman lomer meis achi. A man's not believed to say, my brother died, shiabim ishto, so now I can finally marry that woman. Velo meis ishto, or my wife died, shetinase achosa, so that now I can marry the sister, who we always wanted to marry, right? Okay. Now, listen to this. Boimine rava me Rav Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman the following question. Hamazake get l'ishto. If somebody, are you allowed to be mazake a get for a woman? Here's a story. If I'm walking down the street and I see a gold watch, and I say, ooh, I know Simcha would really like that gold watch. I'm going to pick it up for him. Right? Yes, I'm going to pick it. You allowed to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You allowed to do that. Right. Absolutely. Right. Let's say, what? Exactly.
If it's for his benefit.
If it's for his benefit. So right. We all agree that gold watch is for his benefit. All agree to that.
Right.
Let's say I'm walking down the street and I see there's a jury notice. So, ooh, I think, can you pick it up for someone else? No, you cannot do that. Right. Why? Because you can't make a chov for somebody without his presence, without his knowledge. So can I give a get? Can I accept a get for somebody without her knowledge? Is that like a gold watch? Is being divorced like a gold watch? Like a good thing to have? Well, sometimes it is, right? If they hate each other, then it is. Right? And sometimes it's not. That's the Gemara's question.
You found this get?
No. A man says, you know what, I want to write a get to my wife, but I'm embarrassed to see her. So would you be mezaket for her? It's as if she's in the room. Just like I could pick up a gold watch for somebody, they don't even know about it. Can you write a get for somebody? She doesn't even know about it.
So you're saying he becomes a
shliach. It's more than a shliach, it becomes her. Right? So can you do such a thing? The question is, does she want to be divorced or not?
Right.
That's the issue.
It sounds like he's dying and that he's going to fall to her brother-in-law.
That could be the case. So,
Boimini. The specifics are irrelevant.
Exactly, the specifics are irrelevant. Right. The rule is, it's a din. So, Boimini, Rav Meir of Nachman, HaMezaka get l'ishto, can you be Mezaka get for a woman? B'makom Yibum. Right, so maybe she shouldn't fall to Yibum.
Yeah.
Now, what's the story? Give it to Sanyale, since they hate each other. Zechus Hula.
She hates the
Yavam. It's a Zechus for her. Don't let me fall to that rotten guy. V'zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. And you can be mezakah somebody without their presence, not their knowledge. Or Dilma, no. Given the zimna derachamale, since sometimes he's not a bad guy, the brother-in-law, he's a good guy too. Right? Chovula. That'd be a bad thing. V'yein chavin la'adam shalom b'fanav. You can't do something bad for somebody without their presence, without their knowledge. So which one is it?
Right, so it is specific to the case. You have to know what
the
okay.
Mitzvah is. Right? So Amalei, Tanina. It's in our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Choshishin lidvareha. Maybe she's telling the truth. That what? That she falls to Yibum. Maybe she's telling the truth. Therefore, choletzes v'lo mitzvah bemeth. Therefore, we're not going to allow it to happen because we don't know if she's telling the truth or not. What do you see from here? That a woman doesn't mind so much falling to the brother-in-law. It's a funny case because we don't know the situation. We don't know the feeling. We don't know the emotions. We didn't really answer the question. We just answered that it could be sometimes she doesn't mind. That could be. Amalei Ravina
LaRava.
Oh, that
is an answer.
What?
That is an answer.
So the answer is generally
that is an answer.
A woman doesn't mind.
Correct.
She wouldn't mind falling to the brother-in-law.
Exactly.
Most of the time, most people are decent, and most people are good people.
So
all right.
Can you give it to a third party?
Yes. So we're saying yeah, yes.
The answer is yes. Unless you know that she hates you.
Oh, that's the next question. Amalei Ravina LaRava, one second. Hamazaki el ishto, makom kitata mahu. Can you do that if you know they hate each other? They're fighting. They always fight.
He was husband and wife.
Right. So can the husband give a get to his wife, knowing they hate each other, and she doesn't even know about it? He's going to give it to his buddy in shul, on behalf of the wife. The buddy's like, oh, this is a great thing. She's so miserable. Right. Given it's like katata, since they hate each other, bahadei zechus hula, it is a zechus for her. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Nicha gufa adiflay. It's still better to be married than to be single.
This has nothing to do in a situation of you.
Exactly. Like just you know they don't get along. You don't get along. So finally, he's in a moment of, and she's begging him for a get. Finally, he doesn't want to do it. Finally, I'll do it. But he's not here, so I'll do it now. I'll be mizaki you. So So then maybe she wants to be married. And that's how we're going to answer. Tashma, the Amar of Rish Lakish, Tav, Lemesav, Tandu. You'd rather be married to somebody, Lemesav Armula, than to be a single your whole life. It's better to be married to a creep than not to be married at all. Abaye Amar, Abaye says a similar statement. The Shumshin Agavra, even if a guy's a midget, a tiny person, Kurse Be Charasa Ramile. She shows everybody that she sits with the married tables. Right? She sits with the married people.
The free women.
What?
Places a chair amongst the free women.
Amongst the free women. That means they're married.
They're married?
Yeah. Rav Papa Amar, a similar thing. The Naft Zagavra, even if the husband has a stinkiest profession, right, is the lowest profession, still, Tiki Besife Bava Vitesev. She sits by the entrance of her house, right, and shows off how married she is. Even though her husband's a loser. Right? Doesn't matter. Rav Ashi Amar, Dekulsa Gavra, even if the husband has some horrible yichus,
skeletons,
terrible things, nevertheless, lo boi, lo baya, telovche, lekidra. Right?
It doesn't make any demands.
She'll eat beans, she doesn't care. Right? Tana, but listen to this, Vakulan, and all these women, Mizanos, they all have busy, they're busy on the side, Vitolos, Bibalehem. And all the kids, she said, oh, my husband's kids. Right? Hadronalach, Isha, Shalom, Isha, Shalom. Hadronalach, Isha, Shalom. Hadronalach, Isha, Shalom. So I tell you the honest truth. The next parak just continues the same stories. Right? Isha, Shalach, Baila, Vitzrasalam, Dinat Yam. Like, I don't know why it's a new parak.
Right.
It's nothing changes. But it's a very short parak, only four.
We have to do a lot of that stuff.
We're going to finish.
The last one was one Mishnah, by the way.
Right.
The one Mishnah went off. Continue.
Yes, I'm not sure exactly sure why it's a new parak, but it is, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have.
Next?
Ksuvas is next. Ksuvas. Everybody have a very good day and a very good Shabbos.
Oh, yeah.